The Interior Gas Utility's current Cook Inlet natural gas supply contract with Hilcorp expires March 31st, so there's some urgency to securing a new deal. Speaking at a special board meeting to consider the resolution authorizing IGU General Manager Dan Britton to sign the five-year contract, Britton said the new gas price is slightly lower than the one in the current contract, but higher than what other Alaska utilities are paying.
The reason for some of those differences are in the fact that Hilcorp is taking our seasonal swing. You can see that in the discussion as it relates to the min and the max volumes, and our size in comparison to the other utility customers. The other customers are much larger.
Britton noted that the contract has 2 3-year extension options and stressed the importance of having a long-term guaranteed gas supply. He also highlighted a contract provision which allows the IGU to pay a penalty and reduce how much gas it buys from Hilcorp in the event a cheaper alternative becomes available.
We could reduce our minimum commitments and purchase gas from another supplier.
IGU board members Mary Nordale and Pam Troop questioned the new Hilcorp contract, including what customers will ultimately pay when liquefaction, transportation, and other costs are added to the raw gas price. The IGU needs to grow its customer base to realize economies of scale, something Nordale underscored won't happen if gas remains more expensive than oil and wood heat.
We haven't made enough gestures to justify anybody's belief that we are going to have a price that will induce customers to sign up.
Nordale and Troop unsuccessfully pushed for postponement of the contract resolution to allow for further analysis and consideration of supply alternatives. Board member Mike Miller contended that other potential gas sources have already been thoroughly examined.
We looked at them. We looked at them hard as a board, but they had issues with all of those other options, either bankruptcy, they didn't own the gas that they were trying to sell us.
Miller and board members Burt Bell, Steve Hagenson, Luke Hopkins, and Gary Wilkin voted to approve the Hilcorp contract resolution, which passed 5-2 with Nordale and Troop the no votes. Prior to the meeting's conclusion, IGU General Manager Britton announced that the utility's gas system in North Pole is just weeks away from going into service, opening the potential for new customers there. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.